there's a whole lot going on in government right now. And in fact, there's even a whole lot going on in the way government's trying to improve its workforce management, pay reform, fixing the hiring process, agencies trying to become better places to work. One of the things that we've learned here at the partnership, and I guess for a lot of folks out there, they might have already figured this out a long time ago, which is that any of the things you're trying to do, you know, trying to accomplish the missions of government, trying to improve the government workplace, one of the key elements that never seems to not be a key element is the quality of your leadership. And since the partnership is focused on, in part, transforming the way government works, we're actually quite pleased to be able to, through our Center for Government Leadership, to try to make a difference on the leadership end in government.
And so tell us what happens at the center.
Well, basically, the center is dedicated to preparing federal leaders to solve national challenges by driving innovation, inspiring employees, and, of course, most of all, delivering results for the American public.
Now, is it an actual center, or is it just a virtual center?
Well, it's an actual center in that we have staff, we have a physical location here at the partnership, semi-virtual in that, you know, we use a lot of remote locations to deliver some of the services, the primary one right now being our Excellence in Government Fellows Program. We also sponsor a series of leadership seminars, which are two-day seminars on leadership issues. But the Excellence in Government Fellows Program is an actual leadership training program, something we took over from the Council for Excellence in Government. And that program has already graduated 2,700, over 2,700 leaders. These are people, GS-14 and 15, in government, who are some of the rising stars in their agencies. And we're continuing that program. And in fact, it's really a very unique approach to leadership development. Has five parts to it, which I can mention quickly if you like.
Sure, go ahead.
You know, a lot of leadership training is, you know, go to a class, sit there, you know, listen to somebody talk about how to be a good leader, and then, you know, and then that's it. The Excellence in Government Fellows Program, as we call it, again, this is for GS-14s and 15s and a few high-potential 13s. It's really a five-part approach. It's a one-year program, actually. It has... does have classroom sessions. The participants meet every 6 weeks. They spend approximately 20 days during the year in physical classroom type settings. But the what's unique about this is, number one, it's leaders teaching these leaders. These are, you know, the lecturers, the coaches are folks who themselves have been leaders, still are. Many of them are, you know, private or nonprofit leaders, some of whom have retired but who stay engaged through providing this coursework. Number two, benchmarks. These folks go out to successful organizations to take a look at and go on site to see how they deliver results. Places like Google, Microsoft, Starbucks, Teach for America. My personal favorite, Ben and Jerry's.
Well, that'd be a great gig.
But you know, they actually go out there, they spend time, they say, okay, how are you a world-class organization? What do you do in terms of leadership? Number three is a results project that all of the participants have to engage in. It's learning by doing. They have an actual project that has buy-in by top leadership in the agency. And during the year, they are to work on this project and come up with solutions to some complex problems.
Oh, that sounds challenging.
It does. Number four, coaching and mentoring. Every fellow receives access to a coach and a mentor And it's not only during the experience during that 1 year, but part number five is this is a network. When they finish the 1 year, they actually are now part of a community of leaders. So there's ongoing professional development opportunities, networking options. So this is a way to, you know, get a great group of folks through a very intensive program over a 1 year period, and then stay engaged with them. Excellence in Government Fellows Program.
And how do people get into the class in the first place if they want to join those 2,700?
We there's a fall class that will be starting on October 26th, and we are accepting applications now. I know you guys at federalnewsradio.com are very good about linking to the partnership website. And you can go to the partnership website. There's the, you know, the information about how to apply. Mostly, you know, agencies have, you know, their established procedures for getting people into training programs. And this is, you know, this is that process would apply for the Excellence in Government Fellows Program.